Rocket Radio.
We're your oldies diner. Golden Special.
In the background's Adventures, featuring trumpets from their 1969 album Hawaii Five-O and Lovin' Thing. It's all about trumpets in rock pop. Hi, this is Mal Ventures. How are you? This is Back in Time. Trumpets in rock pop. Not the Stax sound, not the Motown sound. Strictly the rock pop sound, starting in 1967 to 1973. With the Average White Band, who started the sound in 67, is January that year. It's two groups, actually, the Casinos and the Buckinghams. We'll be hearing from those two groups. Trumpets, all of a sudden, showing up in rock pop music. Why did that happen? Who knows? But it sold a boatload of discs. It's part of the subgenre of rock in the 60s. You had folk, folk rock, girl groups, teen idols, the British invasion, instrumental rock, surf rock, Carolina beach music, it goes on and on, Baroque music, sunshine pop, psychedelic music. Categories go on and on in the 60s. I'll explore most all of those, and I've already done bubblegum music, so now it's time for trumpets in pop rock music, starting in 1967. If you look it up on the internet, you'll find nothing about this music. Absolutely nothing. Coming up next after this important message from Rocket Radio, we'll play a song from the Ventures album, Hawaii Five-O. And I will play Hawaii Five-O, but not by the Ventures. What? Next up, a song by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, performed by the Ventures, 1969. Don't Give In to Him, next on the Rocket.
Hey, Benny Dingo.
Hey, Mr. Rick Ward. How the heck are you?
Well, I was doing a lot worse until I found something that I've really been looking for.
Uh-oh, what is that?
Some great old radio shows from old friends of mine that are in the Rocket Radio launching pad.
Yeah, we've been producing quite a few lately.
Well, I noticed every week you add a few more. So if you haven't been there in a while, you don't know what's all available, right?
That's true.
Rocket Radio Store.
eBay Store.
eBay Store, Rocket Radio. I'll tell you what. It's Rocket Radio at eBay or the RocketRadio.net launching pad.
The launching pad. That helps us take off.
I'll see you there.
I'll be there.
This is Rocket Radio at RocketRadio.net. Serving the universe. We'll be right back.
The smooth sound of the Ventures, a little stormy action. Anyway, we take you back to 1966, the roots of, and wouldn't you know it, the Beatles helped launch the sound. Yes, they did. They included trumpets on that Super Doobie song, talking about the love of marijuana. So light up a fat one right now if you're into that. Got to get you into my life. Sounds like a sappy love song. Nope. It's Paul talking about his love for the Doobie. And here are the Beatles with trumpets. And then we hear from the Marquettes with the Batman theme. The Roots, 1966. In Search of the Brass Ring. Mel Ventures on the Rocket.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? I was alone,
And we just heard from the Marquettes from February 66 and the Batman theme. Before that, Paul Likes a Doobie. Took a ride there. He liked it. Got to Get You Into My Life, also from 66 from Revolver. The most successful group to come out of the trumpet era. Chicago, selling over 250 million copies. Oodles and oodles of albums for you to choose from. The trumpet sound more or less ceased after 76. It was intermittent, but in the beginning, oh, they were good. We take you back to April 1970 with an extended version of Make Me Smile. Here's Chicago, Make Me Smile 1970, In Search of the Brass Ring on the Rockets.
Listening to Back in Time, and the year was 1967.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen, cause you all I gotta say. I'll always love you. Anyway. baby says goodbye. Kind of a drag when you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl, even though you made me feel blue,
songs came out in January 1967. The Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, and we started off the set. Number one song with the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag. And what's kind of a drag for the Buckinghams is all five of their hits were in the year 1967. From January to Susan in December. You know, Mercy, 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 and Don't You Care. All the songs, all five, 1967 by December, over. That's unbelievable. I'm going to play something by The Fifth Dimension. The Fifth Dimension? from June of that year. We'll also hear The Horse with Cliff Nobles and Company. I'll also play the vocal version of The Horse. I'll play something by Blood, Sweat, and Beers, but it won't be the hit song of 68, You Made Me So Very Happy, so relax. That song is so overplayed, I'm sick of it. I will play something from BS&T 4. How does that sound? In Search of the Brass Ring now. Let's get back to it, the fifth dimension. Here we go.
I'm gonna love you. stars fall from the sky. Oh, you and I.
Thank you.
from September of 68. All right, the classic Midnight Confessions with the Grassroots. We'll hear a couple of more songs by them. I was looking at their top 40, and you know that Lovin' Things did not chart top 40? Lovin' Things. It's the Lovin' Things You Do. Makes me feel so close to you. Anyway, we're going to hear Baby Hold On and Temptation Eyes. I'm going to be playing three songs also by Bill Deal and the Rondells. Whoa! I'm so excited, I can't contain myself. And before that, we heard The Horse, which was the B-side to, what is the title of that song? Love Is All Right, Cliff Nobles. And then it became Cliff Nobles and Company. He was a vocalist, so we'll play his vocal next. And then we'll hear from Jethro Tull from 1969. We'll head into 69 with trumpets. Jethro Tull, 69? Yes. Did you know that Living in the Past was recorded in 1969? But that Greatest Hits album, Living in the Past, was released in 72. Does this any of this make sense? It doesn't make sense. In Search of the Brass Ring, I'm Mal Ventures, but maybe you are. I'm confused. This is Back in Time on The Rocket.
The Rockin' Radio Store has the music you love. Go to our main site page and click the Shop Here link and you're there. Rockinradio.net is your gateway to our fabulous emporium. You'll find music, air checks, t-shirts, keychains, and more. You'll also be helping us to remain online and play all this cool music for you. Check it out and see if you find something you like. Rockin' Radio, the coolest oldies site.
My life worth living. Girl, you made me what I am. of the things you want to be. While in sweet dreams you softly sigh, you hear my voice is calling to be mine again. Live a brand new life in a day. Get out and get what you can while your mommy's at home sleeping. No time to understand, 'cause they lost what they thought they were keeping. No one can see us in your sweet dream. Don't dare you leave to stop looking.
Hailing from Virginia with that Carolina Beach sound, May I? Bill Dio and the Rondells. We'll come back and hear the Grassroots and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What else? Average White Band, Tower of Power. It's the Horns, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Come join the Rocket Radio Listeners Club. You'll be notified when the new shows are on and what's on the playlists. Plus, news and links that Rocket Radio provides for free. Join the in crowd and become a Rocket Radio Listening Club member. Just go to our main page at rocketradio.net and click the check mark that says, sign up for our mailing list. Rocket Radio, for the coolest oldies.
It's an all Beatles music weekend. Not, it's back in time.
Then she found him, or maybe he found her. gentle words she had never heard before.
Anyway, we went into 1971 with that one, and Lisa Listen to Me didn't even make the top 40 off Blood, Sweat, and Tears 4, and that was pretty much it for the group, unless in your community you got airplay with So Long Dixie with the new lineup from Blood, Sweat, and Tears after David Clayton Thomas left. I'm going to take you, well, a couple of years prior, 1969, the biggest hit from Bill Deal and the Rondells. What kind of oaf do you think I am? Originally done by the Tams in 64. Here we go. Looking for the brass ring, the elusive brass ring here on the Rockets.
Who do you think I am? Do you think I am?
in search of the brass ring. Staying in 1971, Bill Chase and his group Chase. Here's Get It On.
I'm Your body moves just like the crack of a whip. Blackout sleep, up top, your satin bed. You so wish that you could see me dead.
Well, before this song, again, Bill Chase from 71 and Get It On, and we just heard from a group that had a big hit in 69, November of that year. That was Crow, Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me. And the group Crow didn't particularly like the fact that they wrote a song, performed a song. All of a sudden, the producer said, let's add brass to it. They didn't understand that. They didn't understand that at all. Became a smash for him. What did it peak at? 29. All right. We're going to play another song from 69. Then we'll play the big hit by Tower of Power, You're Still a Young Man. Tower of Power started out in 69 with the East Bay Grease album from the Atlantic label. Then they moved over to Warner Brothers in 71. Had smash after smash for them. Also, we'll hear from the Average White Guys. Now, if you're going to play Pick Up the Pieces, make sure it has the cold ending, not the fade, cold ending. You hear it on the radio with the fade, call up, complain. It's not what I want to hear. Cold ending. I have both. Right now, Sly and the Family Stone as we, let's talk some more, shall we? When we get together again, it'll be the trivia show, trivia about artists that you may or may not know. And you can get in touch with me, Mel, at rocketradio.net. If I've fouled up something and you want to correct me on it, that's cool. That's cool. Who do I think was the best brass band? Trumpets, trombones, whatever. I think the tightest was Tower of Power, but Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, they weren't slouches. And here's Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People on the Rockets.
Everyday people. yesterday.
Rocket Radio.
Another wicked tune.
Rocket Radio.
More music. Ba, 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 ba. Playing through.
We'll be right back.
the sound of the average white band. Actually, that was from 74, so I blew it totally on that. They're all from Scotland, the home of Sean Connery, with that funky beat. I'm going to play a little Chicago now and sing along. For the first time in my life, I know what it's like to meet Barney Fife. Here he is.
Merely by chance, very unsuspected, you caught my heart, undetected me. Now I've fallen in love.
I have a double disc of Chicago. I always want to hear Happy Man while I'm driving from Fresno to Vegas. It takes me 7 hours. I'm
going
to sing along with him with my crappy falsetto. Then we'll end it with Bill Deal and the Rondells. I've been hurt. Get in touch with me. Go on the internet. Mal@rocketradio.net. Here we go. This is the part I've been waiting for. Make a fool out of myself of.
And for the first time in my life, I know what it's like to meet Barney Fife. Ooh, Barney Fife.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I have a real friend in Barney Fife.
Anyway, Barney Fife song's done. Talk to you later.